Check, check. Mic 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome back to JP's Perspective, the podcast experience where we talk about faith, motivation, entrepreneurship, and self-development. How's it going, guys? It has been forever. I don't even remember when I did my last podcast, but I am trying to get back into business, trying to do this podcast for you guys so that you guys can learn anything that I learn. I have been reading a lot. I have been doing so many things. I've been focusing on the one thing that I think will help me through my future, and I will talk about that in future episodes. But right now I wanted to talk about what you guys are doing, or what are you guys doing during this quarantine, right? So the episode, I think I might name it "What You Need to Do During the Quarantine to Help You Guys Out for Your Success, for Your Goals in Life, and Just Anything in General, for you guys to just keep going through these hard times." I know that everybody is quarantined, and as of the recording right now, the date is going to be April 20th. So I just wanted to talk about, let me ask you this question. What have you been doing this quarantine? That's the main question. Have you just been sitting in the couch watching Netflix or eating junk food, you know, or just being lazy? Well, in the middle of this worldwide pandemic, the coronavirus has hit the world and stopped it in its tracks, right? The world has just stopped, and everybody is in quarantine and just chilling and hanging out, waiting for this virus to go. There's a new term that has been developed, and it is called social distancing to stop the spread of this virus. So if you guys are listening to this in the future, I don't know, 6 months, a year, 2 years from now, understand that we were in or in maybe 20 years or 30 years from now, understand at this time of recording, we are in the middle of a pandemic, and everybody is quarantined, and everybody is trying to stay away from each other, and hashtag social distancing came about. So staying away 6 feet, just so that we can try to stop this virus from spreading as fast as it is spreading right now. I say this because you may be listening to this episode when the corona has gone and passed, but at this very moment, people are asked to stay home, and it has been a few weeks now. And my question to you is, what have you been doing while the world has taken a pause, right? Well, in this episode, I wanted to talk about 3 things you should do so that once this pandemic is done, you can be farther with your goal and come out of quarantine even more motivated, guys. So the first one, let me just jump right into it. I know that I don't want to waste your guys' time. I know that you guys are all busy with your things. So let me just jump right into it. First one is develop or sharpen a skill that you want to learn. Develop or sharpen a skill that you want to learn. What is the one thing that you've been wanting to learn or do but haven't or didn't have time to do it? Think about it. What's that one thing you wanted to do? I ask this question because with all this time spending at home, you can be utilizing it to sharpen a skill or learn a new skill. Are you just watching Netflix all day, all night? Hey, don't get me wrong. Like, some days I have those moments or those times where I'm just hanging out and just watching Netflix. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I also try to incorporate like productivity, because I know that in the times of us just hanging out at home, there are so many things that I could be doing to be productive. Ever since I picked up the book Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, I became a bookworm and fell in love with learning and self-education. Right now has been the perfect time to read, because I'm literally stuck at home because nothing is open due to the coronavirus, which makes it perfect for the opportunity for me to read, right? It makes a perfect opportunity for me to just sit down, read, and learn from the authors that I'm reading from. Also, for all the people that may not know, one of my goals is to get my first investment property under my belt for the long-term wealth. And with this quarantine, I've been able to refine my skills on finding, like, analyzing good deals out in the Arizona market. So if you guys know any good deals out in the Arizona market, let me know. I'm still looking. I actually am in the process. I'm under contract for a property. So big ups to all the people that are helping me. Alyssa, shout out to you, my realtor. Steve Way, my lender. Thank you. And for my pod that I am in and the mastermind that I'm in. Thank you guys for keeping me motivated and keeping me in track. Anyways, back to what I was talking about. Maybe you're not into reading or into real estate, but I know that if you have a skill you have been wanting to do, or maybe you have been wanting to start something new, maybe you've been wanting to start a podcast like the one you're listening to right now, or have been wanting to start a YouTube channel. There's so many things you can learn and do in this time of being quarantined. Use this time to sharpen and build your new skill, and you will come out of this quarantine a lot smarter and better than your competition. And you will be able to reach your goals a lot quicker for the long term, right? So make sure when you're in this quarantine and you're just sitting at home, think about like the productivity that you might want to do, like sharpen your skill or develop your new skill, right? That will best fit for your long-term goals. So make sure to just develop a new skill while this quarantine is happening, or sharpen a skill that you already have. Let me jump into the second one that I wanted to talk about. So there's three things. So this is going to be the second one. Make sure to take this time to develop yourself. Yep, you heard me right. Develop yourself. What does that mean, JP? Well, in my journey of financial freedom and financial independence, there's a lot of ups and downs. More downs than ups usually. But with faith in God and studying and reading the Bible, it has given me peace to really push forward and to really pursue my goals while keeping my faith grounded in Him. Even though I say development, I still seek guidance in God. On top of that, I also supplement by reading a lot of books and to keep me on track and motivated. One book that I've just finished is called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And I suggest this book to you guys. Like, you guys should definitely read this because it motivated me to... let me explain. The concept of this book is to have a set time right when you wake up every day and do the same routine so that you can set up your day with success. My problem was I always said I'm never a morning person, but after reading this book, it has made me a morning person. In the book, there are seven things that you should do so that you can set up your day for success. First, the first one is to wake up an hour earlier than you usually do. This gives you enough time to do the routine that's laid out in the book. So each step is broken down into 10 minutes, right? So first, you just wake up an hour earlier than you usually do so that you can do these steps. All right, step one, sit in silence. How many of you, right when you wake up, you go straight to your phone and scroll? I'm guilty of it. For me, I do this and I get anxious and stresses me out if I automatically look at my phone right away when I wake up. There's so much noise on social media, emails, and seeing the different tasks that I need to do throughout the day. But sitting in silence for the first 10 minutes gives me the time to pray, relax, reflect on the day ahead. Breathing and sitting on the side of your bed, stretching arms out, relaxes you. And instead of rushing out of bed, you just have time. For each of the following steps, make sure you set 10 minutes to do each one, which will equal about an hour of your morning. So step two is to read. Yes, read. You can read anything, just not your phone. For me, I read my Bible when I wake up for 10 minutes, which gives me peace and clarity for my day, right? If you don't own or believe in the Bible, then go read whatever book you have and just read. When you read, you will stumble upon ideas that can help you throughout the day. You can stumble on new ideas or ideas that you've already known but haven't implemented in your life. And by reading for 10 minutes, it just gives you a new perspective on something that you may have not known. So make sure for step two, take 10 minutes to just read. First one is to sit in silence. Step two is to read. Step three, say self-affirmations. When I started my journey in self-development and financial freedom, I never, ever, ever did self-affirmations. I always thought it was weird and just felt uncomfortable to me. Well, I was wrong. The more I study, the more I see that the mind is the strongest asset you have to fulfill your goals in life, right? Saying your daily affirmations will make you believe. You put it in your subconscious mind and you will believe it until it comes true. You start to gain self-confidence and will do anything to reach your goal you want to achieve. So self-affirmations is amazing, guys. I never, ever, ever, like I said, I never, ever did it before. But now that I'm doing more like research on self-development and learning, self-affirmations has been a key thing for me to do every day. So step number four, you have to visualize your tasks and your goals. My vision board is in my journal, and every day I look at it and update it so that I can see what I need to do next so that I can reach the goal I have written down. Visualizing gives your brain the opportunity to touch and feel and see what you're wanting to achieve. Same with affirmations, you will ingrain anything you see so that you will believe and become a lot easier for you to reach your goals. Step number five is to journal. I have journaled all my life, guys. Like I always say in my other episodes, pick up a journal and just write down ideas, jot down anything that you have on your mind, because journaling gives me a timeline so that when I do reach my goals, I can look back and remind myself of how far I've gone in my life and journey. You guys can incorporate all your affirmations and your vision boards in your journal. I journal because I can write down ideas and anything that is going on with my life that I want to improve on. I always say get a journal because it's another way of also being organized with our busy lives. Especially like if you're you're self-employed or if you're an entrepreneur, I say get a journal because it's so easy to just make sure that you have all your tasks written down, your schedules in it, and that's how I know that I need to get things done because I have it all in my journal. All right, let's go to step number six, which is going to be the 60th minute, right? Or the 50th minute before you reach an hour. All right, step six, last but not least. Oh, by the way, before we go on, these steps can be in any order you want. They don't have to be in the order that I tell you. Modify it to the way you want it to do. You want to do it in your life because it's really up to you on how you do this. But the way I have it set up or structured is the way I do it because it works out for me. Anyway, step six is to exercise. Do a 10-minute stretch. Jumping jacks, push-ups. The reason for this exercise is so that your blood will flow to your head and get it pumping throughout your whole body. With more blood flow, you feel more energized, you wake up even more, and throughout the day, that just helps you be motivated and be more energized. So let's go through the steps again from step one to step six. Step one, first, sit in silence. Step two, read. Step three, self-affirmations. Step four, visualize. Step five, journal. Step six, get some exercise in. Self-development is a big part of my life because without developing yourself, you're not growing at all. It helps me when life gets tough and to really think through on what I learned and to implement it in my daily life. All right, so let's jump into number three. Last but not least, for what we should do during the quarantine is not to be scared, right? A lot of people are super scared about this quarantine, super scared about the future in entrepreneurship or in the market. People are scared of the real estate market crashing, or they're scared of, I mean, we've already crashed in the stock market, and people are scared of the future. But let me just read this verse for you in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 through 8. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. So during this pandemic, let's not be scared and really focus on the good things that are happening in our lives. One thing that I like to focus on is that I get to spend a lot of time with my family at home. With us being stuck at home, it gives me the opportunity to spend time with my parents because this quarantine has really stopped the busyness of the world. Even though I work at the hospital, I still am glad that I get to spend time with my parents. Remember that there is a time for everything, and this season in our lives is just a small glimpse of our forever life, our overall life. This pandemic will pass, guys, and we have this great life ahead of us. So make sure to take time to just stop and not be scared. Wash your hands, protect your friends and family, and always remember that God always has something bigger planned. So let's go through again. The three suggestions that I had was, number one, develop or sharpen your skill, a new skill or a skill that you already have. Number two, make sure to take time to develop yourself. Number three, just don't be scared. Don't be fearful of what's going to happen in the future and just trust in God overall. All right, that's all I had for you guys tonight. So I just want to thank you guys for listening, and I hope I got something out of the podcast to you guys, and I hope that you guys got something out of it as well. And I hope to keep making these types of podcasts for you guys. I really enjoy these, and I hope that you guys are getting something out of it. And I just want to give as much value as I can to help you succeed in every endeavor of your life. So thank you and take care, everybody. And don't forget to wash your hands. I appreciate you guys for listening. Till next time, thank you guys. Bye.